The general challenges are, number one, finance, like a Kickstart kit, and marketing. If we can get those two placed in order, then the farmers will be producing very well. So we also need technology. We need that one very much, because nowadays farming, it's not the same as some years back, whereby we're using normal farming. We really do need technology, and with the technology, especially in machinery, we need the latest machinery with the latest technology to plow our fields and to do our farming.
The challenges we are facing is marketing, and to find the inputs as a small holder farmer, there is a challenge. We are still back. Yeah.
As a farmer, there are two challenges. The first one is the technology on how to produce. People rely on chemical fertilizers very much as to compared to some previous generations, where we used to produce with manure and get higher yields. Nowadays, they use a lot of chemicals, and if you apply a lot of fertilizer, the soils become acidic. So we have a big challenge of changing the attitude from fertilizer to a bit of organic. I may not say organic, because organic is certified, but sustainable methods that will leave our soils or our fields fertile forever, so that the next generation can as well use the same land for producing. Another issue is on marketing. On marketing, the prices are unfavorable. It's up and down. When you produce things like vegetables, when you pluck a vegetable, go to the market and find that the market, the price is low, then you are gone. It means next time we don't have money to buy imports for the same crop you have lost. So those are the few challenges. And another challenge is knowledge. People are still using those old methods of farming. The climate is changing, and why can't we farmers change our attitude towards the same climate?
I think the most big problem farmers have facing in my country is the incoherence of agricultural policies. I think this is the big problem. Farmers are the majority of the population. We are 55% of the population, but government give less than 10% of the budget for the agricultural sector. And also, our market are open because for a liberal policy was imposed by World Bank in our country 30 years ago. And for this reason, it is not possible for small farmer to be strong and to feed themselves and to feed the country.
As we speak, it's like the issue of climate change has become a burden to our farming systems, because we really depend on rainfall. The normal rainfall, not necessarily irrigation, because we don't have that irrigation facilities, so we depend on the normal rain-fed agriculture. So sometimes it comes very late. Maybe it just comes once, then it just disappears, and totally we are left without any crops in the farms. And also it may come in abundance, in floods, sweeping away the crops in the farms. That is another challenge. And the other challenge is the youth involvement in the farming systems, because you find out in some families already there are old people who cannot manage to produce, to work in the farms, but they have the children, but their children, because they are not interested in farming, and they just go to cities to seek for job, whether it is there, whether it, there's no work to do, but they really want to go to live in urban cities. That is another challenge. And the other challenge is also sometimes the issue of also developing some agricultural policies, because as farmers in the rural areas, we are not aware of many of the policies which are in our countries. So we really want if the local authorities who are responsible in policy formulation processes, if they can also involve the small-scale farmers themselves. Because we have been being noticed that we are not organized, but for this moment of the time, I think farmers are the most organized people in a society. They know what they want. They know the challenges they face. And sometimes we also have our own strategies of solving those problems, but we are not being recognized as people who know what they want, what they do, what they want to do, or where they are really looking towards to. Those are some of the challenges.
Support.
We really need support, especially when we look at the inputs which governments are giving to farmers. They are not necessarily looking at the smallholder farmers. Some of these inputs are really benefiting the commercial farmers, not necessarily the smallholder farmers. So we really need some policies which also find us be part of the beneficiaries of the inputs from our governments. Yes.